Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locke.
When we come back next week, when we're allowed to come out for an OTA, I'm told there might be an offense out here as well. And if you want to know what Tyrod Taylor says as the new starting quarterback, oops, they haven't made him available, even though we've been requesting him for 3 months. We'll try to get more information and hopefully more rosters that actually have the numbers with the names.
John McClain joining us. Texans have signed Rex Burkhead. Former Patriot signs with the Texans. Not sure exactly why, but a guy coming off knee surgery in his 30s joins an already crowded backfield. I think he's the seventh running back on the roster. John, I want to go back to your frustration. I can tell you're kind of pissed off and fed up with the Houston Texans. Is that fair to say?
No, that's not fair to say. I was that day. I was upset because of the way they gave us those rosters with no numbers to keep us from seeing who the players are. But they changed it the next day as far as not getting Tyrod Taylor. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I don't care. I try to write what I think the readers want to read, and I try to talk about what I think the listeners want to talk about. And if you're reading or listening to me, it means, I guess, you're a Texans fan and you'd like to hear about the primary players. I'd love to hear from Charles Omenihu because I think he'll be a player who can benefit from the new front seven that Lovie Smith is installing. I'd like to hear from Shaq Lawson and Ross Blacklock and Laremy Tunsil and some of these other players, Bradley Roby, and some come and some go, but the main ones are the two quarterbacks because, as I said earlier, everybody tells me those are the two that they want to hear and read about, and those are the guys who have either bought the tickets, renewed the tickets, canceled their tickets, but they're still Texans fans.
Well, let me tell you, my word is frustrated, and I am frustrated with the organization.
That's a good word. Yeah, that's a good word.
The organization philosophy, business model, whatever you want to call it, because – contrary to what some people may believe, you know, we try to cover all our teams, but especially our home football team fairly. And covering it fairly is helping build excitement for the team. We want to cover a winner. And I'm not going to speak for you, but I wanted to bounce that off of you. And is that a better description? And why would a team that needs, quote unquote, good PR more than any other team in the league make it more difficult?
Because that's the way the Patriots do it. That's the only explanation I can come up with, is because I look to see, okay, they're doing this. Did the Patriots do it? You know, Tom Brady rarely talked in all seasons. Does that mean Tyrod Taylor? Are they worried Tyrod may say, he's not going to say, I'm the starting quarterback. David Culley said it's competitive. And he'll say he's competing for the job. And he's confident. And he'll say nothing but good things because that's all he does. I watched him in every Hard Knocks last year get asked repeatedly about Justin Herbert. He handled everything in a manner in which a team would want him to handle it. So I'm hoping this week on Thursday after the OTA that we can see, hopefully the offense will be out there, and hopefully afterward we can interview Tyrod Taylor. And then we'll turn our attention to Davis Mills and an update on since he was drafted, how he's done in the offseason program, what he thinks about his quarterback coach, Pep Hamilton, his offensive coordinator, Tim Kelly, and his head coach, David Culley. And I'm guessing that Davis Mills will know what to say. When I think about his Wunderlich 36, which is outstanding, you know, that's probably more than the combined Wunderlich test of some of these people making the decision.
John McClain joining us here on Sports Radio 610, presented by Horn Solutions. The other thing I want to ask you is, You say, you know, because the Patriots do it. That's why. I think the Texans are ignorant to a lot of the stuff that they've done in the past that has rubbed fans and media types the wrong way. But the one thing I saw Cal McNair do when he introduced Nick Caserio is he went up there and made it very clear. We are not the Patriots South.
We do not consider ourselves the Patriots South.
Yes, he said that. So is Cal McNair, since he's at least aware of that and since he at least felt the need to address that unsolicited, like, does Cal McNair, you know, see this type of stuff happen and does it catch his attention? Or is it just kind of like, oh, we said it, but just because I said it doesn't mean it's so?
Well, I've interviewed him three times in the last 3 weeks at charity appearances, and I've got, next time I'll ask him about that quote and point out the things that are being done exactly like the Patriots. And hopefully by that time, I don't know when he'll be available again. He's been available four times in 4 weeks. But I'll ask him, and hopefully by then, some of these asinine things they do that require some common sense and good judgment, that they will finally do them. Like, I know we'll have the roster numbers. I'm hoping we'll have Tyrod Taylor and Davis Mills at some time the next 2 weeks. And we'll get all the coaches during, I think, the mini camp, because they have to be available. So we'll have a lot of interesting questions to ask, not just the returning four, but also all the new guys. So hopefully by the time training camp, and I keep saying hopefully because I can't say it, hopefully by the time training camp comes around, Cal McNair, the president and CEO, will make sure, as he said, it's not the Patriots' way, it's the Texans' way.
Well, John, are you bracing yourself for a Deshaun Watson trade in the next?
Absolutely not.
Starting at midnight. Now,
yeah, we all have known all along that on June 2nd, you can make a trade, and the amortized portion of the signing bonus only this year counts against your cap, and the rest would come out next year when the cap is going to go way up. So if they trade him at any point here, he'll only count, his signing bonus will count 5.4 in 2021. The rest that is owed on the cap would be 16.2. And then if he's not here next year, if he's not on the exempt list or he's not on IR and he's with another team, they'll be off the hook for his $35 million base salary. And based on the signing bonus that would come out of their cap, that would free up almost $19 million in cap space that they wouldn't owe him for the base salary of $35 million in 2022. But June 1st has got nothing to do with his trade situation. If he gets it, his legal issues resolved, and teams are they don't consider the investigations by the league and the Houston police as impediments to the trade, then they'll start making offers.
What did you make of the way in which David Culley answered questions about Deshaun Watson last week?
Well, first of all, we knew he was not there, and he was not going to be there. And so Culley has been saying, as Nick Caserio and Cal McNair have said, they're not going to talk about it, and they're not. And so I didn't have an issue at all because I knew the answer.
Well, while that's true, I mean, are they, you know, part of the reason, not the whole reason, that they kept the offense inside and out of view was so they could have that kind of plausible deniability about Deshaun Watson not being there. Would you agree with it?
Oh, absolutely not. We all knew he was not there. I've been told he's not there. Mm-hmm. And so, no, it had nothing to do with that. I think they didn't want us to see who was out there with the first team, even though we know it's Tyrod Taylor. And we know that Jeff Driscoll's second, and we know Davis Mills is third. And unless they add another quarterback from New England, then that's the way it'll be. And so, no, it had nothing. Nobody's made any bones about the fact that Watson hasn't been there. Watson's in Georgia working out with Quincy Avery, his longtime quarterback coach. And Watson's been working out like crazy, I'm told, for a long time now, because he's hoping to be traded at some point. And when he is, he wants to be ready to go.
So he thinks he's going to play this year then. Deshaun Watson, obviously, if he's working out like crazy and ready to go, he thinks he's going to play this year.
He better think he's going to play this year.
Why?
because there's a good chance he's going to play this year. What's he supposed to do? Sit around and watch TV? And he gets traded and the suspension's 8 games. Oh, I wish I'd have been working out.
So when do you think the trade happens then, if that's the case?
Sometime after all his legal issues are resolved.
What if he decides to take it to trial? That would be after the season.
If he's going to go to trial, then that would be after the season. Absolutely.
So then if that is the case, then you don't think he plays this year?
If it's going to go to trial, no. I don't think a team will trade for him when he's got 22 civil lawsuits that are very disturbing and serious that have been filed against him and would not have been resolved.
Do you think the Texans are trying to, like, somehow make it seem like Deshaun could potentially show up? Like
absolutely not. What makes you think that?
Well, I just don't see why David Culley wouldn't just say, well, he's not working out with us. Like last
they've
year.
They've all said they're going to say they're not talking about it till the investigations are over.
Well, my thing was the questions that were asked of David Culley by Christy Reakin and Sarah Barshop had nothing to do with the legal trouble that he is in. It was just, is he here? You know, has he participated in the Zoom, et cetera? I don't understand the logic there.
Because they've all said they're not going to talk about it, and we all know they're not there. He's not there.
Hmm. Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. John McClain presented by Horn Solutions here on Sports Radio 610. Do you consider this a quarterback competition, or you think Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback week one against Jacksonville?
Barring injury, Tyrod Taylor is the starting quarterback week one against Jacksonville. And I'll tell you, the time to ask the Texans about Watson is the mini camp, because that's the first time he would be fined for not being here. Now, he's got a lot of money, but as I keep pointing out, Rusty Harden's one of the top attorneys in the country, and it costs a lot of money to hire Rusty Harden. And he's had Harden now for, I think, about 2.5 months. That's a lot of money. Does Deshaun want to shake up the NFL by showing up for the mini camp and avoiding, I think, $93,000 in fines? I'm guessing he won't be there, because if he is there, he's got to talk. If he doesn't talk, he could be fined for that. So I'm guessing he won't be there, but that's the next thing, is to find out, does he show up? And after that, the next thing will be, does he show up for camp, because he gets fined $50,000 a day?
You know, you've been pretty adamant about, no team is going to touch him until this thing is settled. And then, as Landry pointed out, you know, who knows when that's going to be. It could go to court. They're talking about court. You don't think there is a team out there, maybe in Miami, that is willing to take that risk? You still don't believe that?
I told you guys before the draft, when you were telling me you thought he'd be traded before the draft, no way. And now there's no team that I know of. Now, maybe there's one I don't know of. Yeah. I certainly don't know of every team. But everybody I've talked to said everybody has put their interest on hold. Now, some of them that were interested before the draft, they've not interested anymore. They want to see what they're going to do with their quarterbacks. And a team that I would try to trade him to is Philadelphia. Philadelphia has two number ones in 2022. If Carson Wentz stays healthy, they're going to have three. They're not going to give up all three, but they could give up two and still have first and second round picks and have Deshaun Watson instead of Jalen Hurts. They'd be a contender for the playoffs if they had Watson. Other teams have two number one picks next year, but Detroit's going with Goff. The Jets are going with Zach Wilson, but the ones that have multiple picks, to me, the one that makes the most sense would be the Eagles.
NFL Hall of Famer John McClain with us here on June 1st, presented by Horn Solutions. That's not the only trade they're talking about in the division. According to McClain, a Watson trade not going to happen, but there is one that could happen, and one of the best players in the history of the league could end up in the division. World-famous McClain leg hiking next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop with John Lopez and Landry Locker.
All right, world famous McLean leg hiking. We throw our
hike it, Peggy. Hike it, Peggy.
John McLean, and he either agrees or he disagrees.
Man, he had that big iced tea this morning.
June 1st not only means trades, it can also mean cuts. So I'm going to ask you to look ahead about 4 months. Whitney Mercilus and Randall Cobb will both be active for the Houston Texans week one.
I agree. I think they will be. They're veterans. And even though Whitney Mercilus is learning a new position, firing off the ball in passing situations and trying to get the quarterback, instead of worrying about dropping into coverage and thinking about this coverage and that coverage, I think could be good for Mercilus.
Deshaun Watson will be traded by Friday.
Absolutely not. Hike it, Feggy. Hike it high. And hike it again.
Julio Jones will be traded this week.
My goodness, he should be, considering all the speculation. But I tell you what, that guy could want a new contract. Yes, he's 32. He missed seven games last season, and he's got a big contract. But the team that gets him is going to only be on a hook for 12 something a year. Mm-hmm. He may try to get more money. I don't think he will. But they got a serious cap issue. So I'm guessing after they drafted Kyle Pitts to go with Calvin Ridley, he's out of there.
So hike it or so no hike it?
No, I agree. No, okay. He's out of there.
Julio Jones will be a Seahawk this season.
Well, there's a lot of teams to choose from, and it's amazing how many stories I've seen about this team could be interested, that team could be interested. So that's a 1 out of 31. So hike it, Figgy.
The Rex Burkhead signing by the Houston Texans was a good one.
Hike it. Wait a minute. No, hike it, Figgy. It's just a fourth-team running back who's familiar with the general manager, and it's not costing him any money to bring him in, see how he is after knee surgery.
Aaron Rodgers will be a Bronco this season.
Hike it, Figgy. I don't think he'll be traded. I may be wrong, but I don't know what Denver can offer Green Bay that wouldn't destroy their franchise.
John McLean with us, presented by Horn Solutions on Sports Radio 610. The Texans regime is on John McLean's beep list.
Beep list? No, they're not. I have a lot of people over there that I get along with. And so, no, I can't say everybody. My problem are things like listing on the roster and the website and everything we get. DL instead of DN or DT, like we're stupid, or LB instead of MLB or OLB or DB instead of CB or safety. What is the point? Use some common sense.
I love this John McLean so much. Zach Greinke is the Astros MVP.
Let's see. Right now, let me think. There's a lot of good hitters, but I was there when he pitched on Saturday, and he was magnificent. So I would say yes. Right now, he's got to be. He's been in the rotation. He has not been hurt. Greinke is the MVP.
I think it was actually Sunday.
Yeah, it was Sunday.
I think you got your
Sunday.
Three-day
okay,
weekend on.
Okay, I was there Sunday. Yeah. I definitely got my weekend screwed up. This seems like Monday.
John McLean ate a hot dog while he was at the game on Sunday.
Absolutely, he did not. Hike it, Figgy. He didn't eat anything, but he drank half a beer.
There we go. Just half? Come on, man. It's a
Carol
holiday weekend.
Carol drank the other half. She might actually drink three quarters of it.
All right. In every professional sport, any person ejected from the stadium should be banned for a minimum of a year.
Should be banned for life and thrown in jail. What is the point of that? Those people don't care. Ban them. ban them for life and put them in jail for about a week and see how they like it when they come out.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions on Sports Radio 610. Carson Wentz is going to revive his career in Indianapolis.
Sure, why not? He's with a coach that likes him and a system that suits him. And, man, if he doesn't, what a bomb he would have been.
People make too big of a deal of the logo at center court or the middle of a field.
Absolutely. Is somebody making a big deal out of the logo? Unless a guy goes and dances on it. Like,
well, Kyrie
Terrell
stepped
Owens
on
did.
The Celtics logo. Who cares?
Well, I don't care. They shouldn't care. That's just infuriating to fans. But I'll tell you what, remember when T.O. did it, when he was with the 49ers, I think, and George Teague, the safety, went and leveled him? And George Teague will always be beloved in the Metroplex because he defended the star.
Yeah. Deshaun Watson and the Houston Texans will come to an agreement that he will not be fined and he can still stay away.
Well, they can't do that. That's against league rules. So hike it, Figgy, two or three times.
Deshaun Watson will be on the commissioner's exempt list.
I think there's a good chance of that. That'd be doing everybody a favor. Texans would have to pay him. Say he came in at training camp and they wanted to put him out there with the first team and he got a mysterious back injury. They could put him on IR for the year.
John McClain joining us, presented by Horn Solutions. Fernando Tatis Jr. is the best player in baseball.
Right now, since Mike Trout is out, I'd have to say yes, he is. I watched him this weekend. I watched him hit a tape measure home run on the highlight reel last night. I can't take my eyes off the guy.
All right. John McClain, presented by Horn Solutions. What's coming up in the Chronicle? When can we see that pretty face on TV?
Well, thank you for asking. I got the Rex Burkhead story up on Texas Sports Nation. I'm going to have a story up there this afternoon about Jim Byrne, longtime Oilers receiver, died in Fredericksburg last week. We'll have columns. We got podcasts, about to record one, and snippets of our two TV shows. Landry and John, thank you guys very much, as always.
All right. Thank you, sir. Very much, John McClain. It's going to be very hard to follow up on that.
He was frisky today.
That video last week. It's going to be hard to follow that up.
McClain is hot on how the Texans are running things.
Yeah, he's not being completely honest with his feelings. He's showing his feelings, but then when you ask him to summarize it, he's acting like it ain't.
Well,
no
he did
thing.
Say he was frustrated.
He's pissed off.
He's ticked.
He's pissed.
And definitely frustrated. He should be. Absolutely he should be. It's the general, man. It's the general.
It's just, it's not, I don't even really care that much about the roster. I just think it's silly. Like, yeah. I just think it's, it would be almost like sitting by the dumbest person in class and them covering their paper as if I'm going to copy it.
Yeah.
Like that's the, it's not that it really affects me, but it's just like, dude, like you, what are you? I'm not copying you.
Don't worry about me.
Yeah. You're fine. you're good. Like that's, it's copying something about something great that doesn't matter.
Right.
That's what's annoying. And when you do that, you can say, well, in the big scheme of things, it doesn't matter. Who cares? That doesn't impact what goes on in the field. That's fine. But if you have that mindset and you're so out of touch and you're doing stupid stuff like that, does it bleed in to stuff that actually matters to where you're harming what does matter from a football perspective? That's my issue with it. It's not that John McClain or Mark Berman don't have numbers. I don't give a rat's ass about them. And quite honestly, I'm kind of entertained when both of them are ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
Like I like seeing Berman yell at his cameraman and make a fool of himself on the sidelines while everybody awkwardly watches him like pace up and down the sidelines. I don't mind that. But it's just with a new regime, with an organization that has completely stripped the talent on the roster at a historic level.
Yeah.
In a short amount of time, if they're worried about something that stupid, is that going to bleed into when you're making decisions that actually matter? That's what concerns me about this organization when they do stuff like that.
The way I would look at it is like they're playing the part, but they don't have the acting chops. You know, they're playing the part of Patriots. This is how we're doing it. You know, we're magnanimous and we can get away with it because we're the Patriots. but you're not the Patriots.
But the other thing about it is that's really strange is I think in a lot of instances, Cal McNair has just let Bill O'Brien do whatever the hell he wants. I think he's going to let Nick Caserio do whatever the hell he wants. But he did make it a point when he introduced Caserio to say, we're not Patriots South.
Right.
Like, he made it a point. He said it unsolicited. So when this type of stuff happens, and all of a sudden, the number one football website in the country, 10 minutes into your first minicamp, is making fun of you, mm-hmm. and the internet is mocking you, like, how much does that matter, and what exactly does Cal McNair do in that situation? Is it just like, I said it, it doesn't matter? Because he made it a point to say we are not Patriots South.
Right.
He made it a 100% point to say that. So I just wonder, now that John McClain and many others are saying, well, you're clearly copying the Patriots, and oh, by the way, they signed Rex Burkhead today, who, you know, McClain says you signed him, you want to see what he's like when he comes back from a knee injury. He was a third or fourth back when he was at his best.
And he's coming off an knee injury, and he's 31.
Yeah, like it's not like you're talking about Todd Gurley and right. saying, well, this guy was one of the best running backs in the league. Let's see what happens when he comes back from knee injury. At his best, he was a third or fourth running back.
Right, right, at his
but
best.
But what was he? He was a Patriot.
Exactly. Do you think they're going to kind of relax this mode based on all the attention they're getting for
what mode?
This Patriots mode? You know, and how they're acting.
I don't know.
On all the blowback they're getting.
I don't know.
And not just from, you know, around here. The whole national, you know, NFL, you know, circle is kind of pointing and laughing at how they're doing it. Yeah.
It's goofy. And I think many people have their theories as to whose idea it is and who is doing it. But, you know, we really don't know. We do know that there are numbers on the roster now. And we do know that they signed Rex Burkhead. An important date for the Texans, the 1/3 mark for the Stros, and one of the best teams in the history of the city is roasting one another. The hits are lit next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Playing all the hits. These are the hot stories of the day. Presented by BaywayLincoln.com. You're in the loop with Houston's sports leader. Sports Radio 610.
June 1st today, it marks the increased possibility of many transactions happening in the NFL. Sometimes it can mean cuts. Often it can mean trades. Deshaun Watson, John McClain believes, still not going to be traded, but it makes more financial sense today than it did previously. So while McClain believes it doesn't happen, it does at least make more sense from the Texans' perspective now than it did before now.
I think it makes more sense, and I think it's much more likely in the next days and or a couple of weeks or whatever that Deshaun does get traded. I've just felt this the whole time that there's going to be a team, if not teams out there, that are willing to roll the dice and take that chance or maybe even have enough information that they've received from wherever that either Deshaun Watson is going to have a short suspension or these cases will be settled or some combination of both.
you think a trade happens this month? Like, when do you think this happens?
I think it could happen in the next – let me just put it this way. In the next few days or couple of weeks. I think once you get into the latter part of June and the Texans really start ramping up more, you know, activities, so to speak, Deshaun Watson will be traded. You know, Dan Graziano was on, I think, Get Up, talking about what I've been saying all along, that the Dolphins remain interested. And that's interesting to me that it's still out there, not just my feeling, but other people feel the same way.
I don't understand why McClain says that if he decides to take it to trial, then he doesn't play this year. Doesn't that increase the possibility of him playing?
If he decides to take it to trial, it might. It might, you know, while it's pending or whatever, he could play this year. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I just don't – I don't think we know what the NFL is going to do. So is the NFL going to wait for that trial? Because if the NFL doesn't make any decision, I don't know that they just put him on the exempt list all year while waiting for a trial. That is a weird – that would be a weird business to get in if you're the NFL where
yeah.
you can just – you have to wait for the trial, and all of a sudden this guy doesn't play a whole season.
The NFL doesn't have really any rules that they have to stick to. They could, but I'm with you. I don't think they would do it before anything is kind of moved further along.
The biggest trade being discussed that we think will happen sooner rather than later is Julio Jones. Mm-hmm. Three of four teams in the AFC South being linked to Julio Jones. There's also talk about the 49ers. There's talk about the Rams. There's talk about the Seahawks. Apparently he and Russell Wilson would like to play together. DeAndre Hopkins is talking about restructuring his contract. It seems like every team except the Houston Texans are being linked to Julio Jones. And it just makes me feel like the Texans kind of missed out
yeah.
on a guy who's 4.5 years or will be 4.5 years younger than Julio Jones is going to be when he got traded, Nuke Hopkins. It makes me wonder what things could have been like for the Texans had it been common knowledge, not just some whispers, that DeAndre Hopkins could be traded and was going to be available.
No, I mean, you're right. We know now. Bill O'Brien said as much. He and Jackie Easterby found a trade partner that they felt was suitable, and they went for it, but they didn't put it out there for everyone to see. Everyone knows now Julio Jones is on the market. So everyone's going to be a player in that, and the salary cap really is just it's a factor, but it's not that big of a factor. Guys can work around the salary cap, especially since it's going to be increased next year.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Astros after today will be 1/3 through the season, 33% through the season. If there's one thing we've learned about the Astros, it's when their backs are against the wall and it looks like they're going to get swept by one of the better teams in the league. That's when they show a pulse. Let's just relive the weekend that was for the Houston Astros, starting with Friday night. The return of Framber Valdez, 72 pitches in 4 innings. He was on that pitch count that many people hate. Astros appear to be on their way towards a win with Christian Javier on the mound in the eighth. However, arguably the best player in baseball was at the plate, and with one swing, he tied the game.
This one is driven to deep left field for Fernando. It's up and gone. A blast to left for Tatis, his 14th of the year. And the Padres tie it up 2-2.
They tied it up at 2, on to extra innings. In the 11th inning, Brooks Raley came in, allows 3 straight singles. He leaves with runners on first and second. The Padres score 5 more runs. They end up winning 10-3. On Friday, that damn bullpen was getting dog cussed by many, including John Lopez. And then we go to Saturday. Once again, it was the bullpen. Astros with a 5-0 lead early on. However, in the bottom of the ninth, with Ryan Pressly on the mound, that man, Fernando Tatis Jr., at the plate again after Taylor Jones failed to catch a fly ball in foul territory that would have ended the game. Tatis does it again.
And a 1-1 to Fernando. Fernando hits one in the air down the left field line. It is headed towards the pole. It is headed onto the tracks. It's a 3-run home run. History in Houston for Fernando Tatis Jr. With 2 outs in the ninth, the Padres have tied it up 6-6. Unbelievable.
gut punch, man. And you knew that was going to happen, especially after the missed fly in foul territory. But, man, that guy is worth the price of admission.
Once again, the Padres win in extra innings, this time 11-8. The bullpen looking rough. I think it's a damn shame that Ryan Pressly even had to come in that game in the first place. Because he had to come in the eighth. He had to get an out. Then he had to go back out there in the ninth. And this was after pitching an inning in the previous game. The bullpen just completely shot. And for the third time in a couple months, the Astros had their backs against the wall. They avoided the sweep against the Yankees. They avoided the two-game sweep against the Dodgers. And then they tried to do the same on Sunday against the Padres, against a familiar face. It was Blake Snell, formerly of the Tampa Bay Rays. Blake Snell, not very good. Four runs allowed in the first. And sorry, Blake, you can't blame Josh for this one.
Josh! Bro, 3,000 damage! Josh, I need you to do something. Josh, something! Oh my God, you're so f***ing terrible. I'm dead. Yeah, I'm dead. I'm dead. Golly, Josh. Oh my God. Good job, Josh. Really good job. Oh my God, bro. I just want good teammates.
Well, you weren't the best of teammates on Sunday either. Just giving it up. Four runs, man.
Four runs in the first. Astros end up getting a 7-0 lead. Zach Greinke, maybe the performance of the year, the much-needed performance, especially with how the bullpen was spent. He goes eight innings. Astros win 7-4. However, it does get a little bit interesting in the ninth. Andre Scrub comes in, gives up a three-run shot. He was, after this game, he was sent down to the minors so that Blake Taylor could return. But there's just no easy games for the Astros until yesterday. Game one against the Red Sox. Astros win 11-2. Jose Urquidy allows one run on three hits in six innings. Every single person that was in the lineup gets a hit. So the Astros, just right when it looks like their backs are against the wall and they're about to get knocked down, they just show life. And it does seem like help is on the way. You got Blake Taylor now. You got Jose Urquidy. McCullers is going to come back. And you're just pushing guys back in the bullpen.
A little bit, though. They pushed McCullers back till the middle of June is officially what they're saying. They've had some issues there. I think it just comes back to Zach Greinke and what he did on Sunday. I mean, just I think Dusty put it best. That's what aces do, and that's what he did. He stopped the bleeding. He helped the bullpen. They were kind of flailing around with games that they should have won or could have won, and he just had none of it. Zach Greinke with just a terrific season going right now.
And you have the Astros down a half game right now in the AL West, a third through the season after tonight. Luis Garcia going to be on the mound. I think a third through the season, if this team can get healthy, you get Brantley, you get Gurriel, you get Alvarez back in the lineup, or Urquidy comes back, get McCullers healthy. Odorizzi, saw some good things from him over the weekend. I mean, you're really in decent shape, despite the fact you're concerned about the bullpen. You're getting guys back, so you're pushing guys out of the bullpen, Scrub gone. You got to think, Joe Smith's got to be on his way to being done. You got to think that Joe Smith's not going to be a part of things too much longer. They're getting help. They're getting right at the right time.
And they got some rest, which is important. You know, Garrett Richards, Luis Garcia tonight, then Fromber, as you mentioned, then Odorizzi. These are the three guys you want to see how they respond now that they got a little bit of momentum.
Here's Dusty Baker talking about the arms and how he feels about his team, specifically the starters in the bullpen.
I feel better when I get McCullers back. I'll feel even better when these guys get their endurance back, when I know that they can, you know, potentially go a 7-inning. You hope that you don't have to go to the bullpen every day, lean on the leverage guys every day for a long period of time. So it's very important that we get these guys back and that we get our bullpen situated.
Yeah, they definitely got to get their bullpen situated.
Carlos Correa, he likes where the Astros are. Correa in that contract year, third through the season. Not really the statement that I think that he would have liked to have made, but he likes, from a team perspective, where this Astros team is about a third through the season.
When you look at our season, you look at that COVID issue we had early in the year, not having some of the guys, and now having some of the guys in the IL. We're in a great spot, man. And, you know, when the guys get back to healthy, Yuli and Alvarez and Michael, our line is going to be back again, like in opening day, man. And I think we're going to keep playing great baseball, man. The guys coming up are doing a great job. Some guys going to the IL, some guys come up, and they still do the job.
Look, I think Brantley is really, really important. Just to have that guy that's just such a tough at-bat, much less a tough out, there is going to help Correa specifically, but really just help the team all together.
You are kind of in a weird situation where I don't know how serious it is, but this was one of the things that I thought needed to be taken into consideration when you brought back Brantley and Alvarez. I like the move, but for the second straight year, a 32-year-old, 33, whatever he is, and Michael Brantley has knee soreness. So you gotta wonder how comfortable is he going to be in the outfield. And you don't have a luxury of putting Brantley at DH because you have Yordan Alvarez, who also needs to play DH. Yeah. So you got two guys that are dealing and with Yuli. Soreness for the second straight year, and now you have Yuli. That's a finger issue. So I think Yuli, he's going to be fine. You can put him in the field at first base and feel fine about it. But these are three guys that are hitting 300. These are the guys that have the three best averages on your team, along with Altuve, three of the four. Soreness on both of them, and only one of them can play DH. I don't want to say it's a major concern, but it's something to keep an eye on, especially down the stretch. And maybe this is being proactive so that down the stretch you don't have an issue where Michael Brantley, you stick him in left field and he's uncomfortable. But this was something that needed to be taken into account whenever you looked at bringing back Brantley and bringing back Yordan Alvarez.
Well, and some of these injuries that seem like, oh, he jammed his finger or something, they can sometimes be more serious. Yuli's not going to, you know, didn't play three straight games, I guess, Yuli? And with finger soreness or whatever it is, that's something to kind of keep an eye on. You're wondering if it's maybe something more to it.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Still hitting, though. I mean, you got three of the best hitters in baseball out, and they are definitely still hitting. Had it not been for the bullpen, you're talking about at least three out of four from Friday to Monday. And quite honestly, I think if Dusty Baker decides that he can actually lay down a bunt first and second, no outs in the winning run on second with the top of the order due up, I think we're talking about that as well. I'm very concerned about Dusty's in-game managing, not necessarily in the regular season because I think the talent can overtake it, but this was a concern when Dusty was brought in for A.J. Hinch. He's done some things that I think deserve to be questioned, and last year the gut paid off in the postseason and they went to Game 7 of the ALCS. I think they maximized their potential last year. Some of these decisions Dusty's making, specifically in those types of situations, I think they deserve a healthy amount of criticism when it comes to looking at the big picture with this Astros squad.
The smallest things you can get away with in the regular season, you can't get away with in the postseason. Laying down a bunt. Now, this might be a bigger problem than just Dusty and his decision. It might just be baseball in general. People can't bunt anymore, and that's part of the reason baseball's been criticized. But you have to. I mean, those are things you have to do when you get into a series in the postseason. You have to be able to do that and make the decision.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
NBA playoffs underway. Rockets awaiting June 22nd, 3 weeks from now. About a 50% chance that they'll get to keep their draft pick. That's going to be a big day. That is going to be a make-or-break validation-type situation for the Rockets. Two former Rockets on one of the best studio shows in the history of sports. Kenny Smith, Charles Barkley roasting each other. This was Kenny Smith trying to tell a story about his days with Hakeem Olajuwon when the Rockets won back-to-back championships. And this was former Rocket Charles Barkley kind of roasting Kenny Smith.
Hakeem Olajuwon used to say this to me all the time. Can he bring me some water? No, he used to say.
Can you bring me some water? That's so good. That's Chuck at his best right there.
You have any big takes on the NBA playoffs?
Well, injuries have become all of a sudden, a big time factor here, and you've got teams that I don't know. I mean, the way it's stacking up right now, Milwaukee seems to be having everything going their way, but I mean, you just obviously the only big take other than that are the injuries that some of these big stars are getting with the Lakers, AD, and others.
I'm tired of these annual silly NBA storylines that are just so forced and so ridiculous. It seems like for a decade, it's, oh, is LeBron going to be ready for the postseason? Are they going to be able to win the East? You remember when people were acting like the Nets weren't going to be able to play good basketball in the playoffs?
That's the other storyline. Thank you for bringing that up.
That to me was that was the biggest eye roll in the world. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Are Kevin Durant, James
There's
Harden, and Kyrie Irving going to be able
jail?
To play basketball
That's
together?
Right. I'm glad you brought that up because it's not the case. Let's put it that way.
I don't know who's messing with that. I think we're going to see James Harden hoisting a Larry O.
I think we could. Philadelphia, Milwaukee, yeah, they're going to have something to say about it.
Yeah, break. See Ben Simmons yesterday?
Make a free throw, man.
Goofball.
Yeah.
I don't even think he's left-handed.
He's like the guy that the dad made him bat left-handed?
No, Tristan Thompson is the same thing. Tristan Thompson was a lefty at Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And then he changed to right-handed. That's how bad he was shooting. I honestly don't think Ben Simmons is left-handed.
Well, worth a try. At this point, it's worth a try.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, Figgy Fig with you. Those are the hits here on Sports Radio 610. We all remember the TRL era. We're going to give you a chance to relive it. We got some corn tickets coming up, which leads to the following question. Who makes more sense, David Culley or corn? I'll explain next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.